After leaving the Whimsies, Guph continued on his journey and penetrated far into the northwest. He wanted to get to the country of the Growlywogs, and in order to do that, he must cross the Ripple Land, which was a hard thing to do, for the Ripple Land was a succession of hills and valleys, all very steep and rocky, and they changed places constantly by rippling. While Guph was climbing a hill, it sank down under him and became a valley, and while he was descending into a valley, it rose up and carried him to the top of a hill. This was very perplexing to a traveler, and a stranger might have thought he could never cross the Ripple Land at all. But Guph knew that if he kept steadily on, he would get to the end at last, so he paid no attention to the changing hills and valleys, and plodded along as calmly as if walking upon the level ground. The result of this wise persistence was that the general finally reached firmer soil and, after penetrating a dense forest, came to the dominion of the Growlywogs. No sooner had he crossed the border of this domain when two guards seized him and carried him before the Grand Gallipoot of the Growlywogs, who scowled upon him ferociously and asked him why he dared intrude upon his territory. "I am the Lord High General of the Invincible Army of the Gnomes, and my name is Guph," was the reply. "All the world trembles when that name is mentioned." The Growlywogs gave a shout of jeering laughter at this, and one of them caught the gnome in his strong arms and tossed him high into the air. Guph was considerably shaken when he fell upon the hard ground, but he appeared to take no notice of the impertinence and composed himself to speak again to the Grand Gallipoot. "My master, King Roquat the Red, has sent me here to confer with you. He wishes your assistance to conquer the land of Oz." Here the general paused, and the Grand Gallipoot scowled upon him more terribly than ever and said, "Go on." The voice of the Grand Gallipoot was partly a roar and partly a growl. He mumbled his words badly, and Guph had to listen carefully in order to understand him. These Growlywogs were certainly remarkable creatures. They were of gigantic size, yet were all bone and skin and muscle, there being no meat or fat upon their bodies at all. Their powerful muscles lay just underneath their skins like bunches of tough rope, and the weakest Growlywog was so strong that he could pick up an elephant and toss it 7 miles away. It seems unfortunate that strong people are usually so disagreeable and overbearing that no one cares for them. In fact, to be different from your fellow creatures is always a misfortune. The Growlywogs knew that they were disliked and avoided by everyone, so they had become surly and unsociable even among themselves. Guph knew that they hated all people, including the gnomes, but he hoped to win them over nevertheless, and knew that if he succeeded, they would afford him very powerful assistance. "The Land of Oz is ruled by a namby-pamby girl who is disgustingly kind and good," he continued. "Her people are all happy and contented, and have no care or worries whatever."
"Go on,"
growled the Grand Gallipoot. "Once the Gnome King enslaved the royal family of Ev, another goody-goody lot that we detest," said the general. "But Ozma interfered, although it was none of her business, and marched her army against us. With her was a Kansas girl named Dorothy, and a yellow hen, and they marched directly into the Gnome King's cavern. There they liberated our slaves from Ev, and stole King Roquat's magic belt, which they carried away with them. So now our king is making a tunnel under the deadly desert, so we can march through it to the Emerald City. When we get there, we mean to conquer and destroy all the land, and recapture the magic belt.